We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. The painkiller was invented in paradise. It's a tropical drink with the heart of the beach in every sip. So what's with the pain? What pain could you be trying to kill in paradise? A very real and very serious pain, my friends. The pain of not drinking a painkiller. And let me tell you, this drink kills that mofo dead. So let's kill that pain. Let's make a painkiller. Painkiller is a relative of the piña colada. It's got rum, pineapple juice, and Coco Lopez in it. But in place of lime juice, it has orange juice. And you sprinkle it with a little nutmeg just to warm things up. Here's what you need. Because you're mixing it with all these fruit juices, you want a nice, tasty, aged rum for this. Something rich and deep, like Appleton, Don Q, Flor de Caña, or Diplomático. Along with the rum, as I mentioned, you'll need pineapple juice, orange juice, nutmeg, and a can of Coco Lopez. Along with a shaker, a strainer, some ice cubes. Here's how you make it. Fill your shaker with ice, then pour in 2 ounces of rum, 4 ounces of pineapple juice, and 1 ounce each of Coco Lopez and orange juice. Now put the lid on and shake that thing until it's colder than the heart of a British cocktail thief. I'll explain why in a moment. Strain it into a hurricane glass or a tiki mug, sprinkle with grated nutmeg, and garnish with an orange wedge, a pineapple wedge, or both, or neither. I don't know your policy on wedges.
You can't handle the truth!
But here's the question. Why did I mention British cocktail thieves earlier? Because this cocktail has a sordid story behind it. For more than 300 years, the British Navy distributed a daily ration of rum called a tot to its sailors. Because they forgot what being the Navy was all about, the British ended this practice in 1970. A few years later, a guy named Charles Tobias obtained the rights to produce rum according to what was called the Original Admiralty Recipe, a blend of 5 rums from the West Indies. He named it Pussers, after the Navy slang for purser, the officer on board who would distribute each sailor's tot. But Dan, what does that have to do with the painkiller? Well, here's what. The painkiller was created and named by British bartender Daphne Henderson in the British Virgin Islands at the tiny little 6-seat Soggy Dollar bar. It was called the Soggy Dollar because they didn't have a dock, so your money got soaked on the swim in. Charles Tobias was a regular at the Soggy Dollar around the time he was starting Pusser's Rum, and he particularly loved Daphne's signature creation, the painkiller. But when he asked for the recipe, Daphne refused to divulge it. So Charles Tobias took it upon himself to reverse engineer the drink, and he got pretty close. Then he trademarked the drink and its name for Pusser's Rum, which is to say he stole something of value from a defenseless person living on a small tropical island. Just another practice he copied from the British Navy, I guess. But still, kind of a dick move. Technically, you're not supposed to put the painkiller on a menu without making it with Pussers. Dangers of global imperialism in a glass. Which is why we're not making this thing with Pussers. Instead, I broke into Buckingham Palace and stole some of the Queen's stash of Zacapa. Cheers, Liz.
How about that Queen, ladies and gentlemen?
But enough about global imperialism. Here's a joke. Why does Pete take painkillers? For Pete's ache. Have a sip of painkiller, see if it eases that pain of a joke. No? Well, at least it got rid of the pain of not drinking a delicious tropical concoction. I invite you to follow me at The Imbiber, and follow the podcast at WWD_podcast. Until next time, remember, no pain, no gain.